तुम्हारे साथ का अनुभव बड़ा निराला है।
ओम शांति। थैंक्स फॉर माय ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन। आई वुड लाइक टू बी कॉल्ड मियरली एज ए सोल ओनली, बिकॉज वी आर फर्स्ट अ सोल एंड देन when we take this body, then we have got different names and all those things and identifications. I have been asked specially to discuss with you some of my experiences with Mamma, and especially those last days, about which I think there is one article printed in one book recently written in Hindi about Mamma. Although I have not seen that book or I have not read my article, because they have transcribed from one of my lecture. Anyhow, I will just briefly introduce, as Sister Suman also told you, when the sisters started spreading this godly knowledge in 52, early 52, they first came to Ahmedabad and also they went to Delhi, and within 15-20 days of their trip to Ahmedabad, they had received an invitation to come to Bombay, and in May 52, they came to Bombay. And within first 15 days only, my Laukik mother came into contact with Brahma Kumari's sisters in 52. And through my mother, I came into contact with this institution. My first visit was, I think, on 19th of September 52, to this place where these sisters were staying as the guest of somebody. So this is how I came into contact. I saw Mamma for the first time. You know, Mamma means Mateshwari or Mother, you see, Divine Mother. We call it by her nickname, Mamma and Baba. So I came into contact with Mamma. I saw for the first time in 1953. Mamma was in Bombay for about 3 or 4 days only. And so at that time I had seen Mamma for the first time. And then I saw Baba for the first time in 54 or 55, I don't remember exactly the year, when Baba was brought to Bombay. He had some kidney stone problem and he was in the hospital. So I saw Baba for the first time in an hospital. He was lying on the bed and when I met him, I just asked him, "Baba, how is your health?" He said, "I am okay." I told Baba that you have been operated. He said, "No, I am not operated." I said, "Yes, you are operated. You are operated here." He said, "No." So I asked my mother, that, "Mother, you said, you told me that he was operated, Baba was operated." And he says, "No." My mother said, "No, no, Baba, you were operated." And then Baba said that my body was operated, I was not operated. And then Baba gave me first lesson. So I had that first distinction that I have not taken 7 days course, but I have taken courses from Baba and Mamma only. I am that unqualified student of this institution. I think most of you must have taken 7 days course, but unlike me, I think hardly a few of you will be there who might not have taken courses. So this is how I came into contact. Then the detailed contact came in 57. In 57, in June or July, it must be July, and my mother told me that she will like to invite Baba and Mamma to Bombay. So I told my mother, Laukik mother, that yes, you can invite Baba and Mamma to Bombay. And she asked me this question, that, "Do you understand the meaning of word invitation?" I said, "Yes, it is not a mere simple English word, invitation. But it means, you see, that as we are to play the role of host, and all the expenses right from Mount Abu to Bombay, stay in Bombay, and return back to Mount Abu, right up to the returning journey at the end. Till that time, we have to bear all these expenses. That is the meaning of word invitation." So she said, "Yes." And then we wrote invitation and Baba sent telegram that yes, he will come for 4 months. Baba and Mamma both will come for 4 months. So I had that unique distinction of playing the role of a host for 4 months. And then the real journey started, because Baba wrote in that telegram that he will, both of them will come and stay in Bombay for 4 months. We were in search of a flat accommodation so that Baba and Mama can be given nice accommodation. So we got one nice accommodation and I booked it for 4.5 months. So the our sister in charge was sister Dadi Prakash, Dadi Pushpa Shanta. So she said, "Ramesh, Baba has given consent only for 4 months. Why you are booking for 4.5 months? So I was at that time cooperative soul, not a Rajyogi soul. So I said, "Don't worry, sister. It is, I will have to book it for 4.5 months. She said, "Baba has given consent for 4 months, so you must book it for 4 months. I said, "No, that is my problem. You don't worry about my problem." So she wrote to Baba, because when I said it is my problem, so she wrote like that also. And then when Baba came to Bombay, I went to railway station. I had my car. And so I was driving the car. Baba was sitting in the front. At the back, Mama and my Laukik mother, they were sitting. And then the real test started, real examination. You might have undergone examination by Maya, by Loki people and all those things, but I don't think you have undergone examination by Baba. It is one of those rare examinations, because Baba also accepts anybody or somebody after examining him fully, because otherwise how can Baba also trust anybody? So Baba, the moment I was driving, I started driving, Baba said, "Oh, child, you think that it is your problem, but I am going to stay here for 4 months only." And then he started questioning and all those things. He started taking my examination. Mama was sitting at the back, so with my mirror in front of me, I could see Mama, and Mama was able to see me. And Mama said like that, "Don't worry, don't worry." So she was giving me consolation that this is just merely an examination by Baba, but not, don't worry about it. But I could not understand what Mama was telling me. But I was answering Baba. Baba said, "I will stay for 4 months only," and all those things. Then he stopped, and then I told Baba that, "Have you stopped? Have you told everything what you want to tell me? Tell me." He said, "Yes." Then I told him that, "Baba, if we had taken this flat on rent for 4 months, then we would have received permission today morning at 6 o'clock. And your train has come at 6:30. So within half an hour, it is impossible for us to take that flat on, take possession and renovate and everything. So we have taken that flat 5 days in advance. And in that 5 days, you see, we have colored, whitewashed the entire flat. We have got new furniture, new, all those things, you see, everything new. And all those window curtains and all those things, you see. And everything is ready. Sisters have gone there just day before yesterday night. And today when you go there, class will be ready. And for you, breakfast and everything will be ready. So this would not have been possible if we had taken it for 4 months. And then I told Baba also that, "You also know that there is the drama. And as per drama, I don't know whether you will be required to extend your stay in Bombay." Baba said, "No, no, under no circumstances I am going to extend my stay in Bombay." So I gave my little knowledge to Baba. And Baba, nobody knows. Even according to your own knowledge, God is not supreme. Drama is supreme. So nobody knows. You may have to stay more and extend your stay in Bombay. And how can you extend? Because if we had taken it for 4 months, then naturally at the end of the 4th month, the landlord will ask us to vacate this premises. And even if you go within 4 months, then what will happen? That at the end of the month, when you leave, there will be many who might be coming to Bombay, and they would like to see Bombay. So we will be playing a role of host of those brothers and sisters who might be in Bombay for the first time. So like that, you see, I was chit-chatting with Baba, and Mama was encouraging me of how to face the examination by Baba. This is how I came to know Baba, Mama personally. And then daily in the morning, you see, I used to attend classes. In the beginning, Mama will be giving class for about 10-15 minutes, and then Baba will come and Baba will start giving classes. In the morning, we used to take Baba for a morning walk also, because doctors had advised Baba for a morning walk. So we used to take Baba to one garden, and in that garden Baba used to take. Like that, you see, at the end of the fourth month, the real story starts. Dada Vishwakishore, who was at that time, you see, Baba's right-hand brother, he used to take care of Baba's health also, and he will be taking Baba to various doctors for examination of his eyes and this and that and all those things, and for the general health checkup also. So on the last day, he took Baba to one doctor, and doctor prescribed some blood examination test. That was on Saturday. Baba was to go on Monday. So on Monday morning, my sisters, who is a doctor also, she came to Baba, she took Baba's blood, and the other Vishwakishore and myself went to the lab where blood examination will take place. Baba was to leave on that day, and that was the last day of the fourth month. So when we went to that lab where medical examination of the blood was there, you see, that gentleman took the blood and said, okay, come after 3 days. On the fourth day, your report will be ready. Because the doctor had said that you come again to me with the report, and then he will prescribe certain medicines for Baba. Now Baba was to leave on that day only, on the fourth day, on the last day of the fourth month. And this doctor, the lab people said that it will be ready only after 3 days. So there was a dilemma, what to do. So I remained silent, and we came back to Baba. Dada Vishwakishore explained this position to Baba. That Baba, you see, you cannot leave today. Baba said, no, I want to leave. I have said, I will stay here only for 4 months, and this is the last day. So they showed that receipt in which it was mentioned that report will be ready. Blood was given on Monday morning. Report will be ready on Thursday morning. So Baba had a dilemma, what to do and what not to do. So Baba, Dada Vishwakishore said, Baba, let us extend this stay here. This flat is available up to for another 10 days. So let us extend this stay. So I was standing in a corner. I was witnessing Baba. Now what is the reaction of Baba and Mama? Because Baba said that he will not extend his stay. And I said, Baba, drama is supreme, not you or I or Shri Baba also. Nobody is supreme. And so Baba called me, child, what to do? I said, it is your choice. You have said you want to leave on the last day of the fourth month. You can leave, but what will happen to this medical report? So then Baba reluctantly said, okay, I will extend my stay up to Friday. So then I told Baba and Mama both, they were both standing. So I said that, why you want to extend only up to Friday? You stay here for Saturday and Sunday also, because brothers and sisters have holidays on Saturday and Sunday. They will be able to enjoy your company and murlis and all those things. You go back to Mount Abu on next Monday. Even then, we will be having 3 days extra, 3 days, because still we have got 10 days time. And so even if you go on next Monday, you will have time for next 3 days thereafter also. So Baba agreed, and Baba laughed at me and said that, yes, you are right, drama is supreme. I said, no, it is not a question of right or wrong. It is drama is drama, whether nobody is right or nobody is wrong. So this is how I had that role of playing the role of host for Baba for 4.5 months. Then so many things happened in between, but I'm just going to tell you about Mama only. About Mama, I can tell you that, you see, she was educated in Bombay. She was a student in a school in Bombay for some time because her father was in Bombay. And she was studying in a Parsi. I don't know whether you know, there is one small religion known as Parsis or Zoroastrians. So in that school, Mama was a student. And so Mama had an influence of Parsi style. Even that sari also, which she was wearing, she will be wearing like a Parsi style. In the front, you see, right up to the end, you see, up to the toes of the left foot and all those things. And she had a beautiful beautiful body, in the sense that, you see, she was liked by everybody. And before knowledge, you know, I mean, normally people think of marriage only. And so she was being demanded, so to say, by many rich people of Sindhi community. Unfortunately, Mama had lost her father in her young age, and therefore they were not so rich. But because of Mama's educational career and all those things, she was in great demand. And then she went to Hyderabad with her mother. And there the question came up. There she came into contact with Brahma Baba. And then Baba thought that, yes, see, here is a nice daughter. She would like to. So Baba invited her for meeting. And then Baba asked her this question. What will you like, child? Whether your eternal place in the world drama or housewife of somebody and a limited life of limited pleasures and all those things. And Mama instantly, in a second, she opted that, yes, she would like to have the spiritual life. And therefore she accepted. She was a young girl, hardly 16, 17. She was admitted in a school in Hyderabad also. And that was 11th standard. Rati Prakashmani and Mama, both of them were students of the same school. And in fact, they were sitting on the same bench. This is how they were school friends. And then Mama decided in a due course of time to become head of the, to become Brahma Kumari sister. At that time the institution had already started, and one sister, Kikni, she was in Bombay also for some time, and then she left her body. That sister Kikni gave Mama 7 days course also. And then Baba had gone to Kashmir for about 2 or 3 months. And then at that time Baba gave Mama entire management of the institution during his absence from Hyderabad. And Baba Mama managed the institution nicely. And I had asked Mama also that, before this knowledge, what was your aim in life? So Mama had told me that before this knowledge, you know, bhakti was there very common. And so Mama had that dream to follow. There is one woman, I would say saint, before about 400 years. She is known as Meera. She was a very good singer also, and she used to have her own songs also, devotional songs and all those things. So Mama said that, look, even after 400 years, that woman saint is being remembered. Although she was wife of a king also, she was queen also. But there were many kings and queens, but nobody remembers them. But this woman saint is remembered by everybody. So Mama wanted to be like that only. And she said that she wanted to leave footprints on the history. So that even after, just as that woman saint is remembered after 400 years, she also would like to be remembered after 400 years. So like that she had that ambition and also desire to be, to have a spiritual life. So she accepted and she surrendered to Baba immediately, and then she started managing the institution also. In 37, Diwali day, when the institution was officially, Baba surrendered, Baba formed a committee of sisters, and then Baba surrendered everything, and it was known as Om Mandali. And so the Mama became the chief of that Om Mandali. And Baba, Mama was then known as Om Radhe. So like that, you see, she right from the beginning had that position of chief of Brahma Kumaris. And then, you know, some of the cases also which went on in the courts also in those good old days, some cases regarding conjugal rights, some cases regarding right to property. Because in those good old days, it was thought that women has no right to property. Property can be either owned by the father of the daughter, or husband of a wife, or son of a mother. But women, it was thought like that, the women has no right to property. And so in one of the cases, you see, she was asked to give testimony also. And then when she was in the witness box, she was asked to take oath. And as per that oath, the wordings are keeping accepting God as omnipresent. I swear in the name of God that I will say truth and nothing else but the truth. But you know, as per our divine knowledge, God is not omnipresent. So Mama said, I will not take this oath. So she had that much courage to tell these things openly in the court. That her Baba lawyer said, oh, don't create problems in the court. Just go and give your testimony officially. Mama said, I cannot take this oath. I will just say, in the name of God, I will tell truth and nothing else but the truth, because I don't find God omnipresent. So like that, she had that courage also to face the court trial and face the judge also, that she will tell the truth and nothing else but the truth. So this is just the preliminary background of Mamma. And then after, in 57, Baba and Mamma went back to Abu. I had no contact thereafter. Then Baba came two, three times also, in 59, 60, 61 also. But Mamma never used to come along with Baba. Mamma used to go to different places. In 61 May, I was in Mount Abu, and Mamma returned from her tour from North India. So Baba asked me to sit with Mamma. Child, if you have got any questions, you sit with Mamma and seek answers from Mamma. So that was the beginning of my close contact with Mamma. And so on that day in the evening, I had personal discussion with Mamma. My very first question to Mamma was that Mamma, because till that time it was thought that these messenger sisters, they leave the body. They leave this body and go to subtle world. And there they meet Brahma, Shiv Baba and all those things. So I had my doubt, because I said, nobody can leave this body. The moment the soul leaves this body, then what happens? The heart stops. And when the heart stops, well, then it means death. And how can the soul come back and start the body once again? It is not like a motor engine, that you can switch off the engine and start again and the car will start functioning. This heart is not like the engine of a motor car. So I told Mamma that I do not accept this theory that the sisters go into trance, they leave this body and they go up in the sky. So Mamma asked me, what do you think? What is my perception? So I said, Mamma, it is just like that in a cinema hall. When we are sitting, everybody is there in front of us. But on the screen, through the help of the projector, we see something. That something which is shown through the help, with the help of the projector by the film producer and the director and all those things. So we see that thing with the help of the projector. Or in a submarine also, there is that periscope. I don't know whether you know, in case of submarine, submarine is moving down below under the water, sea water level. And then there is a rod only, known as periscope. And through periscope, it has got connection with the outer world. So I gave my explanation like this. So Mama said that, I also don't know, but the traditional, up till now, belief is that the messenger sisters leave this body. And then she said, you ask this question to Baba. So that also impressed me that, look, Mama does not, she will not like to indulge in speculations. Otherwise she would have said something or anything. You, most of us, if we are asked with a question about which we may not be having full answer, then what happens? We start speculating. Many times Baba has said clearly that if you don't have answers, you should not speculate, and you should say, I don't know, I will have to ask my seniors, and they'll let you know. But most of us, what happens that we just start speculating. But I like Mama, and honesty of Mama, that she was not knowing answer to that thing. She was having traditional information only. And she said, you ask these things to Baba. And so I told in the late in the night to Usha, my Laukik wife, that look, the honesty of Mama, I like the sincerity and honesty of Mama. She will not think that she knows everything. Most of us think that we know everything and we can answer any question under the sun. But she was, although she was the chief and head and all those things, but she did not indulge in speculation. So late in that, on that day in the evening class, I asked Baba about these things, that how the sisters go into trance. And Baba also asked me, what is my opinion? And I said same thing, that sisters cannot leave this body. Baba said, okay, I will reply this question next day. And then the next day Baba gave that answer. Now we all of us know that, you see, it is just a vision only. The sisters do not leave their body. The soul remains inside only, and all those things, you know it. I don't want to go into the details of that thing. But that was the beginning of my close connection with Mama. And then I came back in 62 to Mount Abu. And then I invited Baba again to Bombay. That Baba, just as you came for 4.5 months, you come again to Bombay and let me again play the role of host for both of you. And Baba said, no, he does not have time. He wants to go to Delhi and other places. Mama can come. So I said, okay, it's very good. You see, for me it is, both of you are equal. That means either you come or both of you come or let Mama come. So Baba said, where Mama will stay? At that time we had in Bombay two residences, one the old one and the new one. We had shifted to new residence, but we had still our old residence. So I told Baba that let Mama stay at my new residence, I will go back to my old residence. Baba said, okay. And so Mama came to Bombay. Originally her plan was to be in Bombay for 2 or 3 months. But because of work, Baba wanted Mama to take care of the picture of Lakshmi Narayan. And so slowly and slowly Mama's stay extended in Bombay. At my new residence. We were staying at our old residence. We used to get up early in the morning, take bath and all those things, come to the new residence, take Mama and go to the class, and then come back in the after the class, and then take lunch with Mama. In the evening also take dinner with Mama, and then go back to our old residence. And then daily you see chit-chatting with Mama on various aspects of knowledge. This is how for 8 months in the beginning, Mama was with us. And for 8 months, you see, I had that privilege of taking my lunch and dinner. And for 8 months, taking Mama to the classes and then to all the other centers and all those things also. So that's how close contact. During that period only Mamma was operated for tonsils also. And we took Mamma to the hospital, got operated and all those things. We had, through that, at that time only Baba wanted picture of Lakshmi Narayan. So we selected a nice artist. Mamma will send sisters into trance and find out what will be the dress of Lakshmi and what will be the dress of Narayan, hairstyle and everything. So that was also a very good training ground for me of how pictures of this divine family, that means all those pictures, you know, now you see we are seeing so many pictures. So that was the beginning of the training for me of how to picturize this knowledge. Because, for example, if I give you detailed explanation of elephant, you will not be able to still grasp what an elephant means. I remember once one brother from Mauritius came to Bombay and we had a peace march. And in that peace march we had one elephant. So that brother from Mauritius told me, "Is this elephant?" I said, "Yes." "Is it real?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Can I go and touch elephant?" I said, "Yes, you can go and touch him." I said, "Why you are asking me these questions?" He said, "I am seeing elephant for the first time. Now I realize what an elephant means." So through picture you get clear-cut understanding. Otherwise what happens? You know that story, elephant and six blind people. I don't know whether you have read that story. You have read that story? Elephant and six blind people, you see, and somebody had just touched the tail of the elephant and said, "Elephant is just like a snake." Somebody had touched the legs of the elephant and they said, "Oh, they are just like pillars," and all those things, you see. So like that, you see, unless we see the entire picture, we do not have complete understanding. So this is how I came to know about drawing pictures of Lakshmi Narayan, and therefore the divine art of picturizing this knowledge, which was very useful, because subsequently I became instrument for the godly service through exhibitions and museums and all those things. So during those 8 months, you see, I had that maturity of understanding this divine knowledge and how to handle situations, because Mamma used to have so many letters and all those things. Mamma used to administer everything by staying in Bombay. She was managing the entire institution. She was very much particular about replying letters and all those things. I asked Mamma, "Why you are immediately replying letters?" Mamma said that, "Yes, if I don't reply, how those people who have written to me for certain guidance or instructions, how they will receive these things?" In those days, still, the emails and faxes and telephones and trunk calls and all those things, they were not common. Telegrams were common. But telegrams also normally meant, or telephones also, trunk calls also meant either for conveying some very, very important news, and mostly also negative news of sickness or death and all those things only. So, Mamma will say, "Come on, reply like this," and she will reply in her own handwritings and all those things. So she was giving me that guidance and training. Then Mamma came back to Abu. I brought Mamma back to Abu also. And then we had our exhibition. Then we decided to have exhibitions. And at that time, Mamma was in Bombay. Not exactly. Before that, you see, what happened in April 64, Mamma was in Kanpur. And suddenly we received telephone from Kanpur saying that one brother talked with me on phone about Mamma, that yesterday Mamma was examined by a doctor. And the doctor has said that she should be immediately taken to Bombay, because Mamma might be having a suspected cancer. In those days, medical facilities in India about cancer, there were not that many. Only in Bombay we had a famous Tata hospital for cancer. So the doctors from Kanpur had recommended that Mamma should be taken to Bombay. And those brothers told me, I asked that brother, what is the program of Mamma? So that brother told me that he has talked with Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba was at Mount Abu. That Baba has told that Mamma should go to Abu and not to Bombay first. So I told that brother that please do not accept this guidance from Baba. I will talk with Baba and then let you know where Mamma should go. In my humble opinion, Mamma should come first straight to Bombay. So then I immediately booked Trunkol to Mount Abu and told Baba that Mamma should be brought to Bombay. She should not go to Abu first. Baba said, no, she should come to Abu first, then Baba will decide. So I told Baba, what else can you decide? In case of a sickness is sickness. How are you going to change the events also? Let she come first to Bombay. So Baba said that where she will stay. By that time what had happened that we had disposed of our old residence. So we had only one residence. So I told Mamma will stay with us. She has already stayed with us for 8 months. And then subsequently also she came for 2 months also. So I told that Mamma has already stayed with us for 10 months. Let she stay with us again. She said, but that time you were having your old house residence and now you don't have that old residence. I said, so what? Let she come here, stay with us. We will take Mamma to hospitals. My sister is a doctor. And you know that you have said so many times in your Murli that doctor is next to God and a patient requires medical treatment and medical attention. So my sister will be there, I will be there and everybody will be here. So Baba said, okay child, you can take, I ask that Mamma to come to Bombay. Then I asked Baba that why you have changed this question. I mean this question of why you are answering that let Mamma come to Bombay and not to Abu. So Baba said that look child, I was also thinking of sending Mamma to Bombay directly. But the question was where she will stay. And then you have answered this question. And Baba said that because of this answer, you have relieved me of this and you have helped me in answering this question. And Baba said that when you help somebody at the nick of time, you get extra benefit. And Baba said that for this help to Mamma and about this accommodation and operation, Baba will bless you extra in the golden age. I said, Baba, I don't want any extra benefit. When I take care of my mother, we don't do it with any expectation. That because I take care of my mother, I will get extra benefit or extra blessings and all those things. Please do not think like that, that I am doing with some selfish motive of getting extra blessings from you. I am doing my duty. I am a child. And as a child, it is my duty to take care of my parents. And Mamma is just like our Divine Mother. So I am fulfilling my duty. Baba said, okay child, you see, but it is my duty, just as you are fulfilling your duty of taking care of your parents. Parents also should have that duty to give extra benefits and extra blessings to their children who take care of their parents. I said, Baba, that is for you to give me blessings. I am not demanding. You are giving on your own. This is not a business that I care something and you give me extra, and because you are giving me extra, I am taking care. It is not a exchange, or this is not a business. This is out of love. Baba said, yes, I appreciate your this situation. And Baba said, okay, you invite Mamma straight from Kanpur to Bombay. I said, no, Baba, I cannot. Because those brothers and sisters from Kanpur will not accept my direction. You have to telephone Kanpur and you have to direct them that Mamma should go straight to Bombay at the residence of Ramesh. Unless your directions are there, my direction will not prevail. Because my direction cannot override your direction. You have already given direction. that she should be brought first to Abu and then further course will be decided. So I had a very clear cut concept about all those things, and Baba appreciated that thing. He said, "Yes, child, you are right. I have to first telephone Kanpur." So I told Baba, "You first give ring to Kanpur. After 1 hour, I will give ring to Kanpur." So Baba immediately directed Kanpur people. And so Mamma was brought to Bombay. I went there to receive Mamma. She was brought to our residence. And then Dada Vishwakishore also came to Bombay. We had invited one doctor, Dr. Paymaster, who was chief of Tata Hospital. He came to our residence and he examined Mamma. Mamma had a cancer of the left breast. So he examined and seen, and he said that, "Yes, this is cancer." So I told the doctor, "Do not make irresponsible statements. How can you just without doing biopsy?" Because my sister had told me that Mamma, the biopsy should be first taken, and then only through biopsy the final result can be told whether this is malignant tumor or non-malignant tumor. So because of my sister, I came to know these things. So I told that, "How can you tell and decide about this malignancy of this tumor? It may be non-malignant also." Then the doctor paymaster looked at me and said, "What do you mean?" He said, "This is my 40-year experience, that this type of malignancy, this type of tumor means cancer only." I said, "Doctor, you might be having self-confidence about your knowledge, but remember this, she is the head of our institution. We all love as our divine mother. And so please do not make loose statement. We accept what you say. Let us admit her and let us take her to hospital to see. But till biopsy is taken, please do not declare that she is suffering from cancer." She said, "Okay." After 2 days, admission was there. Mamma was taken to the hospital. And then the first examination, you know, in the hospital, either the patient should sign declaration that if anything happens, the doctor will not be responsible. We on our own are authorizing doctor to perform operation. So we did not want Mamma to sign the declaration form. That officer in charge of the hospital said, "Come on, Mr. Ramesh, you sign this declaration." And then it was a big question to me, that am I that near and dear relation of Mamma? Can I sign on behalf of Mamma? Can I bind Mamma if any mistake is there, if any mistake is committed by the doctor? So I was just thinking, should I sign or not? It is just like Hamlet. You know the Hamlet, to be or not to be. Like that I had a dilemma, to sign or not to sign. Because Dada Vishwakishore was not there, not available at that time. So I was there. And then my sister said, "Okay, Ramesh, you sign, what is there?" So I said, "Okay, let me put the signature and establish near one and dear one relationship with Mamma. It is just a signature, but it means a contract." So we signed, and then Mamma, my sister also signed as the doctor, and she was admitted to the hospital. Then next day the operation was fixed. We were taking Mamma on a stretcher, you see, wheel stretcher. So I and my sister and Dada Vishwakishore, we were driving the stretcher to the hospital and operation theater. My sister remained in the operation theater, and we were all waiting outside. After 15-20 minutes, my sister came out and said that biopsy's result is that she is suffering from cancer. We said, "Okay." I telephoned from the hospital directly straight to Brahma Baba that yes, it has been finally decided through biopsy test that Mamma is suffering from cancer. She was in the hospital for 10-15 days. And the Dr. Paymaster told me once that, look, here is my career best patient. I have not seen any patient so calmly, so patiently undergoing this operation, and also pain and all those things after the operation. So I told that doctor that she is otherwise also number one. You are thinking of career best patient. I told that doctor she is a career best person. Number one in the from the women side, because she is going to be the first Lakshmi of the golden age. As Narayan is going to be the first among the brothers and males, she is going to be the first among the sisters. So he said, I don't know that knowledge, but I know that she is my career-based patient. So afterwards, she was brought to my residence. Mama was again for 4 months in Bombay at my residence. Again, daily, you see, I mean, doctor suggested that she should be given out, taken in the morning for morning walk and all these things also. So we used to take Mama for the morning walk, and then she used to come for the classes and all those things. All that routine started for 4 months. And then in July, doctor said, okay, now you can take patient to Abu. So I, my sister, Mama, and Mama's sister Munni is taking care of Dadi. One sister Mohini was there. So we four of us came to Abu. In those days there was no direct train from Bombay to Abu. We had to change at Ahmedabad. Up to Ahmedabad there was broad gauge, and from Ahmedabad to Abu, meter gauge. So, and we were not having any center in Ahmedabad. One cooperative soul was there, so I had written to him to bring tea and some breakfast for Mama in the morning. So in the morning when we reached Ahmedabad, that gentleman brought tea and all those things, breakfast. So Mama said, come on Ramesh, you also take. So I had tears in my eyes. I said, look Mama, we are not in a position to offer you pure milk or pure tea or pure breakfast cooked by a person observing purity. We have not done so much of godly service of Ahmedabad people. So I had tears in my eyes. Mama said, nothing doing. This is the beginning of, and I bless this place that you will have Ahmedabad, in Ahmedabad, a nice center and very good godly service of Ahmedabad. So the Gujarat godly service received blessings of Mama on the platform of Ahmedabad. Most of you might be knowing Ahmedabad because either you come via Delhi or Bombay, and then when you come via Bombay, you come to Ahmedabad also. So those blessings were received. And then we came to Abu. And then we realized one thing, that in the train, in that compartment, there were 4 seats. So we were all sleeping together. I was on the upper berth. And then my sister, that Mohini Ben was on the another. And then down below, Mama and my sister. But the moment we reached Mount Abu, what happened? Although we were traveling together till Mount Abu, but in the class, I had to sit down below and Mama had to occupy the stage. So she occupied her own position. And that gave me one very good lesson, that in the confluence age, we all look alike. We all have common residence and everything, common food and everything. But the distinction will begin in the golden age. Baba and Mama will occupy the seat of world emperor and empress and all those things, and we will be. At that time, the distinction and all those things will begin. That was the first lesson that I learned. Second lesson was that by that time, when she was in Bombay for 4 months, I had that desire to have our exhibition. So Mama gave me permission that, yes, you can have exhibition. And then Mama said, how much? What will the budget? Then I realized that, yes, everything has to be ultimately translated into money or money's worth. So I said, I don't know what would be the cost. So Mama said that, if you don't know the cost, how can I give you green signal for an exhibition. You must tell me the cost or the budget. So I was just thinking, and then I just said 750 rupees. She said, yes, okay, 750 rupees. I sanctioned this 750 rupees. But then she had a foresight, and she said, if something more is required, then what will happen? Then again, I started thinking that if something more is required to be spent on first exhibition service, I said, okay, Mama, that I take care of that thing. It will not be a burden on the institution. Mama said, okay. But she was so much, she was concerned with the economics also. She was not extravagant, but she was, very much concerned with the economics of any activity also. And so, in Bombay, after coming to Mount Abu, in the evening class, Mama came first and she conducted the class. And then, after 3-4 days, I went back to Bombay. And then Mama came to Bombay also then for medical tests, because the doctor said that at the end of every 3 months, she should come for medical test. Then she came for 2-3 days and she went to some another place. And then she came to Bombay on 19th of December. And then by that time our first exhibition was inaugurated in Bombay. So she came and saw our first exhibition. And then she in the evening on that day conducted meeting of senior brothers and sisters, because Baba had sent all the senior sisters and brothers of the Divine Family to Bombay for that first exhibition. And then in the evening, Mama had first meeting on the exhibition. And she'll ask everybody, what is your opinion about the exhibition services? Well, you have now everything, you know everything. But in those days, we were not knowing what will be the future of these exhibition services. And I still remember Jagdish Bhai's reply to Mama, because Mama asked everybody, what is your opinion about exhibition service? And Jagdish Bhai replied that up till now I was not having faith in Baba's statement that there will be queue to meet Baba from Mount Abu to Abu Road. But when he came to Bombay and saw that exhibition service, and there were big queue, 400, 500 people, they were waiting in the queue to see the exhibition. And so he said that, now I have that firm conviction that there can be queue from not only from Mount Abu to Abu Road, but it can be queue from Mount Abu to Delhi or Mount Abu to Bombay also. So like that, you see, Mama gave green signal to Bombay exhibition and all those things. And then on 12th of then Mama went to Bangalore, and on 12th of January she was examined by the doctor, and then doctor said that she can come after 3 months. And so that was on 12th of April 1965. And so Mama went to Bangalore side, and then she came to Pune, where Dadi Janki was there. And then Pune people telephoned me that, Ramesh Bhai, we would like to have Mama for one more week. I said, but the doctors have asked Mama to come on 12th of April for further checking at the end of every 3 months. So I told her, let me ask the doctor, can she extend her stay by 7 days? And I talked with Dr. Paymaster, that Mama's surgeon, and he said, okay, she can come on 19th for examination. And so on 18th of April, Mama came again to Bombay, again at my residence. And on 19th of April, 65, I was busy on that day, so my sister took Mama to the cancer hospital. And in the evening, when I came back from my office, I found that my sister was not having good mood. She was full of tension and all those things. So I took my sister to the balcony and asked my sister that, what do you think of the mamma sickness? From your face I can read that doctor is not happy with mamma's health. So my sister said, Ramesh, I would not like to tell you these things. I said, you must tell me these things. So I forced my sister, and she said that the doctor says that cancer is spreading like wildfire. From breast, it has started moving towards the lungs. And this is not good for our health. So my sister asked Dr. Paymaster, what is the now duration of the life of the patient? And doctor said that 3 to 4 months maximum. And he prescribed that radiation treatment. In those days, till that time, chemotherapy and all those things were not invented. I'm talking to you of 1965. But radiation treatment was there. So he prescribed 20 sittings of radiation treatment. And so I used to bring daily mamma for the radiation treatment in the hospital. Radiation treatment will be there for 10 minutes and all those things. But slowly, but then, that was, then on 22nd of April, that was the last day when mamma took class, gave Murli. Because then she started feeling that, you see, she gets pressure on her lungs. She could not speak. And doctors also said that she should not speak and overexert. So on 22nd of April 65, that was the last Murli of mamma. And slowly, things, that means her health was worsening. We were witnessing that thing. And I was in close communication with Baba also. On 24th of April, I went to the residence of, on 20th only, I went to the residence of Shilendra, Dadi Shilendra, that she was in center. She was the younger sister of Didi Manmohini, and she was a trans messenger sister. So I went to her residence, and I told her that I have got some urgent work with Avyakta Baba. In those days, Baba used to come in the bodies of other sisters also, not only in one messenger sister's body. And so I told her that you should go to Baba, and I want to discuss something with Baba. She said, you give me a message, I will go to Baba and reply you. I said, no, it is absolutely confidential, and I cannot share this message with you. You have to go to Baba and ask Baba. If Baba says that, okay, ask Ramesh to send message, then I will tell you. Otherwise, I understand the seriousness, and I am sure Baba will come down. She said, Baba will not come like that. Baba is not so cheap. I said, I also know, I have got some knowledge. This is not a question of cheapness and all those things. This is a question of importance. And it is important that Baba should come, and Baba will discuss, I am 100% sure. So she said, oh, you took this knowledge recently, and I am right from 1937, and you are challenging me. I said, I am not challenging you, but I understand the seriousness of the situation. She said, okay, I am going to Baba, and look, Baba will send me back, and you will have to share message with me, and I will go and ask Baba about the message. I said, okay, if Baba tells me, I don't mind, I will tell you. And she went into trance, and Avyakta Babdada came down into her body. It was one-to-one meeting, because Queen Mother, her mother, and another sister staying there, they were all outside. We were locked up in a room, and Baba came down. And then Baba told me, what is the message? Why he has been called? I said, Baba, you know everything. But even then, You want me to repeat that thing? And then I repeated what? On 19th. This took place on 20th, this one day before. So I told what Dr. Paymaster had said. And I said that Dr. Paymaster has gone, is wrong. Our mama cannot leave this body in next 3 to 4 months. And I thought that Baba will agree with me that yes, mama will not leave her body in next 3 to 4 months. And Baba said, no, doctor is right. Well, today you cannot understand the impact of what Baba accepted, that doctor is right. And today I am also speaking with you wholeheartedly. But that was just like lightning striking me at that particular moment. And Baba said, that was final, that mama will not be there for more than 3 to 4 months. And Baba said, yes, doctor says is right. And then I started crying. I said, Baba, this is impossible. She will not leave the body like this. We cannot be left with, we cannot have, the institution cannot survive without mama. And all those things, you see. And I still believe, now I can say with honor, great honor, that up till now, we have tears of love for Baba. And we wipe out our own tears. All of us must be having tears in your own eyes. And you wipe out your own tears, or somebody, your near one and dear one. But for half an hour or 45 minutes I was crying, and Baba used to wipe out my tears. Child, please calm down, like that. I said, no, Baba, you have to change drama. I will not accept this drama. So for 45 minutes or 1 hour, I was struggling with Baba, that Baba, you have to change this drama. Drama cannot be so cruel with our mama. And Baba said, that is the destiny. I said, no, Baba, then what for you are? You must change this destiny. You are the supreme authority. You must change. So like that, you see, I am an advocate, lawyer also. So I went on arguing with Baba for more than 1 hour. But Baba will not budge an inch. And he said, this is the destiny. This is drama. She has to leave this body. So after 1 hour, I calmed down. And then I said, Baba, now what next? And that was another very terrible thing for me. He said, you write down all those things, what doctor has said, what I have said, on a piece of paper. I said, Baba, impossible. He said, you have to write. And then he said, you have to write and give this piece of paper with full details to Mama. I said, Baba, this is impossible. How can I tell, write to Mama? And said, Mama, you are going to die within next 3 to 4 months. I cannot be so cruel to Mama. Can I? If anybody of you had been in my place, what would have been your reaction? What would have been your reaction? Would you have that much courage to write on a piece of paper that, yes, Mama, doctor has said and Baba has confirmed that you are going to leave for next 3 to 4 months only? Can you have that courage? Just think of yourself in my place. So Baba, I said, Baba, I can't be so much cruel. And again, you see, tears started rolling, and Baba again started wiping out my tears. And Baba said that this is, you have to write, and you will write. Again, for half an hour, Baba was consoling me and all those things. And I said, Baba, don't be so much harsh with me. Let this duty go to somebody else. I will not write, and I will not give this piece of paper to Baba, to Mama. And Baba said that you will have to write, not only write to Baba, Mama, but then put it in an envelope. On top of it, write for Brahma Baba only. And then put it in another envelope and send it to Baba, to Brahma Baba at Mount Abu. I said, that is again impossible. With great difficulty I accepted that I will give this letter, I will write this information on a piece of paper and give it to Mama. But I cannot write and send it to Baba. How can I? With what face? Baba will say that, oh child, you could not take care of your mother. I had sent Mama to you with great belief and faith that you will be able to heal Mama. And then you are writing me this like this, that Mama is going to leave this body in 3 to 4 months' time. I said, Baba, this is impossible. Don't be so much harsh with me. Give this duty to anybody else. And Baba said, this is your duty, you will do it. This is another 1 hour went like that. And ultimately Baba said, okay, you have to write. Then Baba said, child, I will give you power and strength. You will write like this, and now, henceforth from today, no tears will come in your eyes. I give you that much strength. I said, Baba, you are really great examiner and you are conducting my great test and examination. Baba said, but I am giving you my strength, no? You will not have tears till Mama leaves this body. So I was blessed with that spiritual strength. Baba went back. Then Baba said that don't give this information to anybody. Let this be secret information within you. I will not give this information to the messenger sister also. And so after 2.5 hours or 3 hours, I don't remember now, it went on after two and a half hours or three hours, Baba went, and then the messenger sister came, and she saw my eyes, you see, you know, swollen eyes. When you cry, your eyes are the reflection of your stage. So that sister said, oh Ramesh, you have cried. Why you were crying and weeping? You have still tears in your eyes. I said, they are the tears of good chance to meet Baba. Tears of pleasure, not of pain. And I said, you must have been informed by Baba. She said, no. She just came back and sent me back to the soul, to the world of reality. I don't know what happened. Then I said, I also can't tell you what has happened. I went back to my office, wrote on a full-scale paper what Dr. Paymaster had written, what Baba has said, what my stage was there and all those things, you see. One full-scale paper, and then late in the night, I gave it to Baba, Mama. Well, it was a real difficult situation. And to tell, and to Mama to read it, that yes, you are going to leave this body in next 3 to 4 months. Well, if you can just imagine yourself in the place of Mama, and then you read that thing that yes, you are going to leave this body in next 3 to 4 months. What will be your reaction to when you receive that information that yes, you are going to leave this body? But I watched Mama, and I observed Mama. Her face did not change at all. She just folded the paper and said, whatever that is in drama. And just she uttered this much only, whatever that is there in drama, let us face drama. And I told Mama that I have to send this to Mount Abu. She said, yes, you can inform Baba. And then things went on. And on 3rd of June, we took Mama to the doctor also, and doctor said that you can take this patient anywhere, and not in Bombay, anywhere, and let she leave this body peacefully. So we booked ticket to Mount Abu. At that time, instead of me, Brother Narayan, Brahma Baba's Laukik son, he traveled with Mama, my sister, and then that Mama and her, that Mohini, sister Mohini, she was taking care of Mama's health and all those things. So they came to Abu. And then after 6 or 7 days, my sister came back to Bombay. And she told me that Mama's condition was slowly and slowly weakening. And then on that Thursday, when sister was going in trance, I sent that message to Baba through that sister that I have not demanded anything from you so far, but today I am demanding, today I am demanding that I should remain present in the last cremation ceremony of Mamma. So she said, Ramesh, what are you talking? You are talking something nonsense. I said, whether I am talking nonsense or something, I don't know. But I want to know, I want to take this blessing from Baba. Before that, when on 4th of June, Mamma was leaving my residence, on that day, I purchased one record. And I was with Mamma in my room, in that Mamma's room. Dadi Prakashmani and Dadi Brijendra were sitting outside. And I told both of them, you are not to come inside that room. You play this song twice. And I want to have exclusive yoga with Mamma. So the moment they played, I played that song. The song means that, oh, person who is going, let us hope you will be able to meet again. So Dadi Prakashmani also told me, what is this nonsense, Ramesh? Why you are playing such a song? I said, Dadi, I know what is the future. I have to play this song. And for 6 minutes inside, Mamma was having her hand like this, and I was having my hand on the hands of Mamma, with both my hands. And I had yoga with Mamma for 6 minutes. And then on a wheelchair, we took Mamma to the railway station. And that was the last time when the train flagged off from the Bombay railway station. That was the last time when I saw Mamma alive. And then, you know, on 24th of June, what happened? At 8 o'clock, 8:15, Mamma left this body. And then the first telephone was to us in Bombay by 8:30. I was at that time in the center. And then Dada Vishwakishore informed me that Mamma has left the body. Then that sister realized that what message I had sent. We immediately tried to go to the railway station. But then some maya came in between that is impossible to go there. So Dadi Prakashmani, brother Nirvair had gone to see them off at the railway station. I was to go to Bombay, from Bombay to Abu. But I could not reach there in time. So brother Nirvair, Dadi Prakashmani and one more sister, they left Ahmedabad, Bombay by train. Then we in the evening went to center again, informed everybody about the bad news. And then we decided to come next day morning by air to Ahmedabad. And then from there to Abu by, partly by car and partly by train. We joined Mamma, Dadi Prakashmani and others in Mehsana station. In the meantime, at night time, you see, we had flowers and so many things, sandalwood and all those things. We collected so much of material. 5 of us came by air to Ahmedabad and then from there. And then we saw Mamma's body in that crematorium at Mount Abu. And they were all waiting for us. And then we lit that fire. And then the mortal coil of the Mamma was no more. So this is the end of that great soul. Till in those days, we still believed that Mamma will come back to this divine family. And that was the story, that was the information, belief that till 71 July, we were thinking that Mamma will come in the new birth, new body, and take care of this institution. And then Baba gave Murli in July, or July, and that Mamma, we will not be able to see Mamma in this kalpa, in the same form. I still remember we were at that time in Pittsburgh in USA, and that letter came. And then that was another shock to us, that we will not be able to see Mamma in that, in her new body, in this divine family, till the end of the cycle. So that was the curtain. But in subtle region, Mama used to come to the various classes. She came to us in Bombay. Also, after leaving body, she used to come down into the bodies of many sisters and brothers and give us class and all those things. Baba used to send, and so she visited so many centers in that subtle form, into the body of many messenger sisters, gave us class. And then when she came down in Bombay, she embraced me and said, "Ramesh, thank you very much. You took great care of this body." I said, "Sorry, I am a failure. I could not take great care of you. And this is my misfortune, that I could not sustain the faith with which Baba has sent you to Bombay." Mama said, "No, that is the drama. And we all have to accept drama." I said, "If you want us to accept drama, I don't mind." Oh, it is 7:30. Om Shanti. In short, for 18 months, Mama was with us at my residence. For 18 months, I had taken my lunch and dinner daily with Mama. For 18 months, you see, medical treatment and this and that and all those things, you see. I don't think anybody in this class have seen Mama. Is there anybody? So look, none of you, and I am that fortunate, so to say, now I can tell that, you see, to have Mama first with Baba for 4.5 months in Bombay in 57, and then from 62 onwards for 18 months. So many things in, that means Mama used to take us into the real depth of this knowledge. And really, I think I am one of those fortunate souls. Well, I don't know what is that in future, but this is what has happened. And I have just narrated to you in short. Otherwise, that my encounter with Baba for 2.5 hours, if I just tell with all those in that great detail, I am sure all of you will have tears and you will join me in that, yes, it was a very, very sad encounter with Sri Baba. Very sad encounter. But now it is drama. We have gained our stage right from 65, say about 40 years, 39, 40 years. So we have matured ourselves. So I cannot also narrate same thing in that great depth. But this is in short, because I was told to share with you for 1 hour. I lost count of, I could not see at the watch. I'm sorry for taking your more time. Instead of 6 to 7 and then yoga from 7 to 7:30. Sorry for the, for I lost also a sense of time. But I hope you have had some, I just give you the physical aspect of all those things. If time permits, whenever we have second meeting, I can give you the depth, in-depth knowledge that was taught to me by Mama. The spiritual personality and dimension of Mama's life. I gave you today the physical dimension of Mama's life. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.